to Hebrews 11. Man, I feel the good presence of the Lord here. Sure appreciate you being here tonight. And I know that you are glad you came. Amen. Because you know, amen, the Lord has been here. And I am looking for someone to testify about a healing. Amen. Some victory they've got in this service tonight. Amen. I want you to turn to Hebrews 11. And we're going to begin reading tonight in verse 23. Amen. If we received the offering tonight, just go right ahead, brother. I'll try not to interrupt you while you... I'll just read a little bit, and you just receive the offering. Folks came to give tonight. We don't want to disappoint them. Amen. Give us unto the Lord. Hebrews 11, and beginning in verse 23. If you're there, just say amen. Here we go. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. For he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. That's what I want to preach about tonight. That phrase has been on my heart for a few weeks. I want to preach about this answer to Moses' endurance. Was a faith in him that caused him to see something that cannot be seen. Amen. Now you say, you know, well, that seems like an impossibility. It may be with man, but not with God. Amen. Now, I want to preach tonight, if I can get this out. I've tried every key that I could find and beat on the lock today trying to get into this. But I want to preach to us, and I really, really want to help you tonight. Now, if I mention faith to you tonight, it is such a common term among saints that it's almost became, amen, too common. We don't realize the power, amen, of faith. The just shall live. Tell me three things. It didn't say three things, did it? The just shall live by faith. The just shall survive by faith. The just shall endure by faith. Smith Wigglesworth, anybody ever read any of his writings? He's a powerful man. He wasn't just charismatic. He was a holiness man. moved by the power of the Holy Ghost. And he said, I'm not moved by what I see, but I'm moved by what I believe. Now, I want to preach to you tonight. We'll preach something to our church here that if I can get it to you, it'll change you. You hear me? Now, Moses endured a lot. He was born in a time when the life of little boys wasn't worth a penny. Amen. Our young people almost are born in a time like that now, spiritually speaking. But the Bible said by faith, Moses' parents hid him. Amen. And notice what it said. They hid him because they saw that he was a, what? Proper child? Goodly child? How does it say it? They saw something beyond, amen. They saw something beyond a little 9-pound bouncing baby boy with curly brown hair and dark eyes. By faith, they saw something in that boy that was according to divine providence. And that faith that they had and that vision, could I say tonight that faith is a vision that sees the invisible. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all going to stay with me, aren't you? If all we see is what is before us, Brother Bill, I never could find that verse. But where that verse is, somebody's got a good concordance. But the Bible says the things that are seen were not made by things which do appear. Amen. We see this earth, but it wasn't created by just what we see. For the Bible said God, amen, spoke this world into existence. And if we're going to survive, if we're going to live, if we're going to endure as a Christian, we're going to have to see beyond, amen, this temporal world. Oh, come on now, somebody say amen. You say, well, you're talking about an imagination? No, I'm not talking about imagination. I'm talking about Hebrews 1, 11 and 1. It says faith is the evident substance of things hoped for and the evidence, amen, of things not seen. Romans 8 and 24, Brother Bill, if you will. Amen. I want to preach to us here. Amen. Our church is going to endure. Amen. When we see something beyond, amen, this world and what's going on around us. Amen. There's a spiritual kingdom that we must believe in and we must invest in and we must put our hope in. Amen. What does 8 and 24 say, Brother Bill? Read this. Listen. But we are saved. Woo. Oh, I feel like shouting a little bit. You feel that? Amen. I'll tell you what Randy Webb's interested in. I'm interested in being saved. Amen. I'm done out of the range of wanting to be popular. Amen. Or wanting to appease or please or make a name for myself or get rich or famous or good looking. It's too late. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'll tell you, I'm interested in being saved. Amen. And this is what Romans 8 and 24 said. We are saved by hope. Amen. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. Woo, come on now. You cannot be saved without hope. Read that some more, Brother Bill. Listen to this. For hope that is seen is not hope. Amen. Are you listening to me? How many understands? Am I confusing you? It's not confusing. If we're going to survive, we're going to have to put our confidence in something not seen. Amen. Come on. Do you mean that means it's not there? No, it's not what it said. It's just not visible. Oh, come on now. I want to preach to you a little in this house. You need a faith, amen, that hopes, amen, in something not seen. Amen. Read some more. Listen to this. That's right. Go ahead.
For if we hope in that we see not,
woo, come on now. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, tonight, amen, Moses endured. Amen. Abraham endured. He hoped against hope. He hoped in the promise of God. Amen. He knew in God's time. Amen. He saw, that's why he confessed plainly that he was a pilgrim and a sojourner. Amen. Those that were walking, looking, they did not receive the promise. Amen. But they were looking for a city to come. I tell you what, come on church. I tell you what'll put endurance in us. When we realize this is not all there is to it. I wish somebody say amen. Look at the life of Moses. Amen. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Come on now. How did he refuse that setup? Amen. Of monetary and power and politics. He refused, has seen him that is invisible. You know who he saw? He saw Jesus Christ 5,000 years before he ever came on the scene or ever what it was. By faith, he saw the riches of Christ and he said, I'd rather have the treasures of Christ than all the riches in Egypt. Amen. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Stay with me now. I want to preach to you a little. There was a refusal. You hear me? If you're going to live for God, you must refuse. Now, you know what? A lot of people are having a hard time turning Egypt down. You know, hear me now. When they get to feeling like, I better get it, I'm telling you, I remember preaching revival for the Vance family, Joseph's dad, Brother Jim, and there's a bunch of kids. How many were they? Seven? Eight? And they had two sets of twins in the house. And I'm telling you, if you want to see an efficient run household, just go. You can just go there. And I'm telling you, when we come home from church, Brother Vance would pull in, and there were eight of them kids, two sets of twins. They were all pretty young. And I was holding revival, and you know, I can eat too, you know. He'd pull in there, and he'd get a couple of half a gallons of ice cream or a couple of dozen donuts. And I'm telling you, they were efficient. They'd go out there and spread that. They just open that carton right on the table of that ice cream. Didn't worry about it melting. Wasn't no danger of it. And just open them 24 donuts and 2 half-gallon ice cream. And on, ready, set, shoo. Huh? Watch your hands. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it was a blast. We had a blast. Amen. You know what? Them guys, them little old boys, James and Philip and Joseph and David and all the rest of them, Helter and Skelter and who else it was. And I'm telling you, you know what? They were going to get it before it was gone. You listening? That's the way this world is doing. They don't see anything other than what's on the table. There ain't going to be another. And so they just burn themselves up. Are y'all helping me preach? Woo! Feel like preaching to you. They burn themselves up. Because they say when this is gone, there ain't no more. But a child of God who has faith sees beyond this old world. Are you listening to me? Amen. And that's what Moses did. He refused to be called. Now, I couldn't do that, Mom. I couldn't refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Because my grandpa's name was Pharaoh. Amen. Mom's dad. So I am the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. But in another sense, amen, we must refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Somewhere when he come of age, amen, Moses got his eyesight.
and he saw Brother Charlie, he saw beyond, amen, those 12-hour work days and 6 days a week and dragging and pushing and pulling and coming to church without supper. He saw beyond all of that, and he saw a land, amen, that is full of light, and a good old daddy waiting on the shore. Oh, somebody say amen. I'll tell you what keeps me motivated and makes me endure. Amen. It's because I see him, amen, that is invisible. You say it can't be done. I say it can. Are you listening to me? Amen. That's why Moses endured. He saw it. Afar off. Amen. Come on now. I wish I could preach to you tonight. I want to tell my church. Amen. There is a faith. Amen. That sees that which cannot be seen. Amen. And we must believe in it and embrace it and live by it. Amen.
So he refused. And, amen. Now here's what I want to see. I want you to get this. Amen. Moses endured because of the revelation that he had. That's what you need. You remember when Elisha, amen, was held captive at Syria, and they slipped in, amen, 2 Kings chapter 6. Amen. Are y'all still out there? Amen. Woo, come on now. Amen. You need to see what I'm seeing, amen, here tonight. It'll perk you up a little bit. It has me today. Are you listening to me? Amen. I want our young people to know there is another world. You say, I can't see it. I can't feel it. I don't know it's there. I don't believe it's there. You've got to believe it's there. There's a bigger world than this. Are you hearing me preach? There is a bigger world than this. Are you there? Amen. Listen, read what the servant said to Elisha right there. Listen, what he said. Listen to me now. Are you there? No. Read right there where... Let me go. Let me read. 6 and 15. 2 Kings, 6 and 15. Listen to this. Listen! Hold it. Now listen to me. I feel sometimes people look at you. Why are you doing what you're doing? Roll their eyes, going to church again. Even our young people here in the school and in my home and in church, it narrows it down and trouble comes in there, and I'll say, now listen, you need to say your prayers. You need to pray about this. And you can almost feel this young generation going, and I want to say, you know something better? You know something I don't know? You know a trick? You got a trick up your sleeve? You're going to fight the hounds of hell, huh? With something other than that? Now look, I'm going to tell you, I'm not fooled tonight. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm not upset. I'm happy as I can be. I'm not. I know there's a world. There are eyes on us right now, looking on at us, that we're not seeing. Listen, amen. Have you got the servant when he sees all the enemy around him? What does he say right there? Amen. I may have got it. All right, read the previous to that. What the servant said to him. Listen. A host can pass the city. Both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to Elisha, are y'all there? Listen. Alas, my master, how are we going to get out of this one? Oh, pardon, I got another version I'm reading here. Hallelujah. Huh? I want to ask you, when's the last time,
Amen. You've run into that situation and you wake up at night and go out early and I'm telling you, one day follows another and you don't know what it's going to hold. You feel a pain here or a pain there or your vision's blurred. Amen. And your weakness comes and you don't know hardly what you're going to, and you get something in the mail and you get a call from somebody and then you're finding yourself and you're saying, my Lord, Master, alas, what are we going to do now? We're surrounded. Outnumbered. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. I'll tell you what, church. Amen. We don't need to come sitting here like we're in some kind of compound and surrounded by the enemy. Read on right here. Listen to this right here. The man of God, Elisha, said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Oh yeah, sure. In your dreams, preacher man. That's another translation. Huh? I want to tell you, Elisha saw something this servant didn't see. Oh, come on now. I tell you what. Hey man, I'm talking about faith here tonight. If faith sees beyond, amen, the surrounding of the enemy. And so read the prayer of Elisha. Read this. Lord, I pray, listen. Open his eyes that he might see. All right, listen. What did he see? Woo! Woo! Go get him, Jesus. It's another interpretation. You ain't getting it. Angels camping all around us. Need some words, men. That's all I know. Woo! Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You're not there. Amen. Let me turn over here. You're getting this? Are you getting it? I'm preaching on as seeing him that is invisible. Hey, listen to this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and fortress. My God, in him will I trust. He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror, having any trouble out of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence, having trouble with viruses and sickness. Amen. Listen. Amen. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not come nigh thee, only thine eyes that shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. Amen. Because thou hast made the Lord, amen, your refuge, the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I'll deliver him and honor him with long life. I'll satisfy and show him my salvation. Angels camping all around me. Bible said to be careful to offend one of these little ones, for their angel always beholdeth the face of my Father. It ain't no wonder we're so down in the mouth, because we can't see what's all around us. Woo! The angel encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth. How did you get out of there?
that unseen hand. Huh? Believe it? Remember what that doctor said? You didn't hear him, did you? You heard him, didn't you? He said she's not going to make it unless there's divine intervention. Huh? That old doc was seeing beyond his medical degree. Ooh, you ain't helping me preach, and I'm not going to hold it against you. Praise God. Amen. Moses endured. Amen. I said Moses endured by seeing him who is invisible. And that's how you and I are going to endure. Amen. We're going to see a world bigger than this. Amen. Where the, you know what that servant said, Brother Robert? He said when he saw the mountains full of horses and full of chariots of fire, wasn't he? Huh? Woo. Boy, I tell you, if that wouldn't make you want to straighten up and say, come on, Mr. Devil. Huh? Come on now. You say, I can't hardly make it. Well, look around you. Just look around you. Woo. Hallelujah. Am I preaching? Are you getting this? Huh? Almost done. Almost done. Praise God. Open their eyes. Moses, amen, he refused. And then he saw the revelation. Amen. He saw the reward, the recompense. Praise God. There's a lot more to it. This life, Sister Hilda, is a vapor. The next one will never end. This one's full of heartache. The next one says, heartache can never enter there. Y'all care if I preach a while? I feel better than I felt all day. If I quit, I'm liable to start aching, hurting, my vision getting dim, and I think, Lord, we're doomed. But right now, I'm seeing angels all around us. Horsemen in the mountains. You know, here's what I like about it, Brother Hale. Elisha already saw what this servant couldn't see. I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you what I'm praying. I'm praying that God will let me see. When I wake up in the morning, and look over at the old cast iron stove and see the fire died down, I hope I see something better than that. Look out the window to see if it's a rainy day or snowy day. Or I see angels in the trees, horses in the hills. Oh, y'all not getting this at all. You think I'm talking about Walt Disney, don't you? I'm not. This is real. Oh, yeah, I said this is real. I tell you what, I'd love for you to hear the rustle of angel wings. And know there's somebody standing by. Somebody powerful enough. One angel. One angel bound the devil and threw him into the pit. One little angel. And there's angels camped out. Amen. I wish God, Sister Charlotte, I wish tonight, just before you go to bed, I wish the Lord let you see those campfires and see those angels camped out there. And hear them say, sleep. Sleep on, child of God. I got everything under control. You ain't getting this sermon. If I could preach better, you'd be better. I'm taking all the blame for it. I'm going to try harder. But I'm going to tell you, we need that vision to see the invisible. That's how we're going to endure. If we never see. You remember when Moses' church backslid when he was up getting the commandments from the Lord? And he came back down and his faith got all tore up. And he said, Lord, I'm not going no further unless I see thy glory. Brother, amen. He needed to see that God that spoke to him out of the cloud and out of the pillar of fire. He said, I want to see you, Lord. That's what you need to do. The trouble all around you. I'm going to tell you, I want you to compare that trouble to the host that is encamped around about them that fear him. It ain't nothing, is it? Are you listening to me? It ain't nothing too hard for God. Stand with me here. Moses, when he was just a young person, we got a lot of young people here. When he was just a young person, he had to take a stand. He couldn't have done that without faith. How could you look at a bunch of downtrodden Jews and say, I'll just go with this crew? I'm going to tell you, you're going to have faith to live right in this age. You got to see another world brighter than this. Did I preach right to you or not? I want you to come and let's seek the Lord at the altar tonight. We must see him that is invisible to endure.